So I'm reading this off of Alex Miles' IG page. I didn't realize that she had posted about the full moon lunar eclipse. And she had actually posted something a couple days ago, and then on the 20th too, that I totally missed. So perhaps I will read that later on. But I would like to mention the information that she has in her posts. It says, tonight and tomorrow, we have a full moon lunar eclipse, planets in alignment, and Sirius portal now open. Cosmic energy is highly charged, powerful, and intense. For the next 48 hours, celestial activity is magical due to a full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn, the moon, Jupiter, and Saturn in alignment, and Sirius, the brightest star, conjunct the sun. Expect sudden forward motion, a shift in a new direction. Energetic blocks dissipating. Ain't that the fucking truth? Removal of obstacles. Dreams and intentions rapidly manifesting. Woo! Major and unexpected change. Exciting plot twists. Divine guidance and protection. Prophetic dreams. Noticing number sequences 1111, 444, and 77. So, the caption says, happy full moon lunar eclipse. On July 4th and 5th, depending on your location, there will be a full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn, the sign represented by a mountain goat climbing upward at a steady pace. Capricorn is also known for its immense manifesting energy, with an amazing ability to make dreams, ambitions, and goals materialize effortlessly and at incredible speed. Well, that's promising and comforting. This moon will be emanating a strong lunar energy, delivering abrupt change that will be noticeable a few days before and a few days after it reaches its fullest illumination. All zodiac signs will be affected, but in particular, those born with Capricorn in their chart. Yours truly. We are about to experience a roller coaster few days, so be prepared that conflicts or heated emotions may surface. The Capricorn moon is the perfect time to cleanse and shed old energy as we are moving into the second part of the year and toward a transformational manifesting stage. This is the chance to release any tension we have carried from the past so that it no longer holds us back and keeps us from sustaining a healthy, fulfilling, internally rewarding, and high vibrational life. It is also a time for purging anything no longer in alignment with our authentic selves. Therefore, bad habits and anything destructive in our lives, including obsessions, repetitive thinking, and toxic relationships, will naturally disintegrate. To assist this, our focus needs to be on letting go of attachments to people, belongings, or situations that have caused trauma and turbulence so we can transcend old patterns of behavior and move toward connections that reciprocate our energies and whom we resonate with on a deep internal level. Oh my goodness gracious, that was written just for me. Whew, I cannot even. The feels. Anyways, the vibration of the Capricorn moon creates a huge energy shift that activates deep inner healing, brings closure, encourages dramatic change, and ultimately assists with our evolution. This is the start of a new mission, one that by the time we reach the end of the year, we'll be astounded at what we've. This is the start of a new mission, one that by the time we reach the end of the year, we will be astounded at what we've gained and achieved. When we are determined and focused, the universe will support us by providing signs, synchronicities, and opportunities to make magic happen. Facts. On July 5th, there will also be a magnificent amount of planetary energy in the atmosphere as Jupiter and Saturn line up with the full moon eclipse, an extremely rare occurrence. There will also be another opportunity to see this alignment on July 6th when the moon will be sitting just below the planets. Not only will the Capricorn moon and the accompanying planets be influencing us on a major level, we will also be cosmically affected by the eclipse energy. This is the last lunar eclipse until November 30th, 2020, which will be in Gemini. So between now and then, a new theme is opening. Expect sudden change and a major aspect of life to head in a new direction. We will also find closure and be making sense of everything that has occurred during the past 6 months since the completion of the last eclipse season. Sirius, The brightest star in the sky is currently at its closest position to Earth and is conjunct the sun and supercharging it. So solar energy is going to be amplified, thus also magnifying the moon's energy. Sirius is the great central sun of the solar system and is far bigger and brighter than Earth's sun and is also known as the spiritual sun, associated with new beginnings, new insights, new light, new awareness, and new thinking, and brings with it new levels of conscious awakening. That is all facts. The surge of light waves emanating from Sirius carry an influx of divine wisdom and advanced knowledge from higher realms known as ascension light codes that stream toward our planet and, when integrated through our energy field, are said to awaken our consciousness and activate our DNA, creating a huge shift and advancing soul growth. This is exactly what I was talking about in my podcast earlier today. So it says, while this energy portal is open, Sirius's rays infiltrate planet Earth and help accelerate our personal and spiritual evolution. This gifts Earth a brief and rare opportunity, known as a quote-unquote stargate, to absorb the energy from one of the brightest and most supercharged celestial bodies in our sky. This is a time for life-altering and transformative occurrences that encourage us to stop procrastinating and work rapidly toward our goals and dreams. It is known as a beneficial period whereby plans we have been trying to manifest for some time quickly and effortlessly become a reality. Man, this shit hits. To activate and absorb these light codes, it is recommended to meditate each morning and evening throughout this period to maintain a harmonic vibration, so easily resonate with and magnetize whatever it is we are hoping to attract and receive. Our intuition will be extremely high right now, and we will be experiencing many moments of deja vu and synchronicities. Also facts. We may have noticed an increased amount of repeated number sequences or unusual and coincidental happenings more than normal over the previous few weeks in preparation for this high frequency energy. We may notice that we or those around us have been more irritable, not thinking clearly, frustrated, restless, and switching sides at breakneck speed for no obvious reason. We might also find ourselves caught up in domestic dramas or feudal disagreements, failing to see eye to eye with those around us as our inner feelings bubble to the surface. This is why it is essential to rest during this period and hibernate away much of the highly charged energy around us as much as possible, and if it means spending the next couple of days in solitude, then so be it. Dude, that's wild, because your girl has definitely been requiring more rest and like relaxation, just like sleep and shit, and I've been accommodating it and it's been going so much better for me. Like, it's going incredibly well comparatively to like times in the past. So it says, in many ways, this full moon will feel overwhelming and as though it is coming to a head at once, but mostly that is due to the completion of the previous eclipse. I fucking hate messing up when I'm reading, but I'm kind of like reading faster. Revelations about our circumstances could cause us to back away from loved ones as we attempt to make sense of our place in other people's lives. We will likely notice that our relationships are being tested, which may result in us seeing the truth about those who aren't authentic or sincere in how they communicate. Full moons are known to disrupt the sleep pattern of those who are highly sensitive to cosmic energy. Yo. And eclipse energy can cause us to be even more restless than normal. Yeah, that's normally the case with me too, but this time I'm grounded and centered. Thank you, Rebecca. However, they are also a time for vivid dreams that can bring prophetic messages. Therefore, it is worth sprinkling a few drops of lavender essential oil onto the pillow before sleep to enhance the dream and to help with recall when you awake. I've been literally just like sniffing fucking spearmint essential oil because I feel like it's really been helping me. As with everything moon related, it is all for our highest good and that of those around us. So although major change and transformation is on its way, there is nothing to fear as long as we stay mindful and aware and don't react irrationally to the turbulent and potent energy swirling around. Those who are highly sensitive to energy will be more susceptible to the impact of this celestial event and may feel overwhelmed at times due to the influx of highly charged energy. That is facts. To combat this, it is important to process emotions or old feelings that come up and discern whether the emotions are our own or whether they belong to those around us. If we absorb other people's emotional energy, we could find ourselves triggered, more irritable, fatigued, and moodier than usual. If this happens, remember to take time out to rebalance and ground. Thank you to the guru of astrologers, Alex motherfucking Miles. I swear, like, her posts just hit so different. Like, anytime I feel like I don't know what the fuck is going on, and like it seems like there's like turbulent times, you know, or chapters like that I'm going through, like it seems like she'll post shit about some celestial occurrence that will literally clarify every single thing or just about every single thing that I'm like experiencing and going through, you know, and it's like wild. But yeah, dude, this is the like most docile, just most chill lunar eclipse that I've had, but I don't want to jinx myself, like knock on fucking wood, like, cause I literally could like flip my fucking wig afterwards, you know, like after the fucking eclipse. So I don't want to like, you know, get too happy too soon, but so far so good. And I'm like very thankful for the changes that have taken place and that are taking place. Like I definitely feel empowered, you know, and at peace. So yeah.